Righto, Jess, it's official. It's a juggernaut. Over 50,000 people attended the opening round of the AFL women's competition, and our girls here in town, the Adelaide Crows, did not let anyone down. We are joined by the star of the show, Kelly Gibson, who, by the way, remember this, it'll be in the quiz later on, who kicked the first goal for the Adelaide women's team?
The inaugural.
Kelly Gibson. You Gibbo. And Freddie McGuinness have got something in common. Gibbo, welcome. Congratulations. Have your feet touched the ground yet?
Thanks, guys, for having me. And, yeah, they're actually still on cloud nine, so... It's pretty epic.
Can you believe it? The turnout, it must have been an amazing atmosphere out there, and you guys certainly didn't let things down. You played great footy, and just the looks on your faces was the one for me, Kelly. Every time somebody did something well or kicked a goal, then when that final siren went and singing the song, that really topped it off.
Yeah, definitely. We were so happy to be out there, and with the crowd, you know, there was over 10,000 people there, and, yeah, we were so pleased to kick some goals and, you know, just show that we're here to play and play some good football. Yeah, it was really good.
What I enjoyed was the intensity and attack on the football was outstanding, and obviously that's the way you girls want to play. So the coach would have been very pleased after the game, Gibbo.
Yeah, definitely. And we got told so many times during pre-season, you know, that we want to play hard football and we'll be uncomfortable to play against, and that's exactly what we did. And we played uncomfortable football and we went hard and, you know, we wanted football more.
Six-goal win. You've kicked the first goal. Gibbo, how were you for the next 5 minutes? Were you just cruising around going, I can't believe this?
You know what? I actually didn't realise. I was, you know, I was so caught up in, like, playing some footy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't actually realise until, you know, I think quarter time, and I was just, like, pinched myself a bit and took back and, yeah, just really just lived it up, I think. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Kelly, one area that will take time, and that's the skill level of the competition. So, I think the next generation of young female footballers coming through will adapt a little bit better, have the better technique. So there's a lot of work being done in terms of kicking, and the goal kicking was a little bit astray over the weekend.
Yeah, look, I think that was the nerves, you know. It was a pretty historic moment and first game and all. And the girls, you know, we just got overwhelmed a bit maybe. And, just ecstatic out there in the crowd and stuff. So, yeah, look, skills will come, and it's only round one. We've got 7 more games to play, hopefully. And, look, the girls coming through have definitely got something to aspire to. And they're going to have the avenues to play football at now and, you know, have that AFL heroes right in front of them.
So many little girls out there whose eyes were just so wide and mouths wide open, just thinking, how good is this? I've got a career coming. So role models left, right and centre. Yep. Let's start with a couple. Erin Phillips was outstanding. Still got her head on, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I double-checked yesterday just in case, and, yeah, it's still there, thank God.
Geez, they tried to knock the bejesus out of
there. Targeted, Lou. She was targeted.
Absolutely. The other one for mine, I'll tell you what, there's a bit of a cult following already. Oh. And I say it with love, big Sarah Perkins. I know she shed 40 kilos, big Texan, but I love her already.
Yeah, she's brilliant, isn't she? She's definitely she's a key forward for us, and she did exactly what we wanted her to do, and now she's got big shoes to fill, but... I think she'll be able to manage that.
It's a fair story. Overlooked in the draft and shed 40-plus kilos already. And just, you can see the look on her face that she's just been hanging out to play some football. She was great.
Yeah, she was fantastic for us. And like I said, she played her role really well. And when she kicked her goal, we all got around her. And, you know, she was all over the plate, plastered all over the photo, the pictures today and stuff. So, Perko's great, and I love having her on the team.
Now, Kelly, obviously, Friday night, the Western Bulldogs, one of the favourites to win this competition, 7:30 Witten Oval. So the girls have got a quick turnaround, settle down and start to focus on what will be a very, very tough game on Friday night.
Yeah, definitely. Look, we're looking forward to playing Western Bulldogs this Friday night. And, like you said, you know, Saturday's done and dusted now, and we're moving forward to round two, and we really want to play great football and hard football again and make sure that, you know, we're here to stamp our mark on the competition.
Kelly, should the women's grand final shift to the MCG, or are you happy to play it at maybe an Etihad or one of those suburban grounds this year?
I'm happy wherever it's actually displayed. MCG would be a dream if we could fill that out.
Yep.
And I guess each round as it comes, you know, we'll probably start pouring in more crowds, and that's the AFL's decision to make. And if they want it at the MCG and they're confident that we can fill that out, then, yeah, so be it.
Right. What about it being, because what's been mooted right now, Cal, is it to be a doubleheader with a round one game. I think it's an Essendon Hawthorn game. But I think you guys, after the weekend, would deserve a standalone fixture as opposed to be a precursor game, or better still, have the boys play in front of you.
Yeah, exactly. I think we have the potential to really have a standalone game because, you know, we've got the supporters there now, and they actually know what women's football's about, and, you know, we play some good football. So, it doesn't really matter if we play before or after, or if the boys play after us, you know. Like, it's all football and we're happy to be out there.
Well, it's great to have your time. Perfect
well
start.
Done,
recover well. Keep the level head across the playing group. Mm. All right. Anybody not getting ahead of themselves, I hope. And it's going to be fascinating. The footy on Friday night. Have a great week and we can't wait to see you in action again.
Thank you, guys.
There she is, well the first goal kicker, the one and only Kelly Gibson from the Adelaide Crows, women's AFL. Thanks, Kel.
Thank you.
There it is, Juice.
I got a headache.
Yeah, well done, family.
It was jam-packed today.
You've
well
had
done.
A big day. Of course, you were out doing a little golf this morning.
Yeah, the AHA golf day, yeah. Played with Les Burdett.
Leslie, how is Les?
Nah, struggled.
How did you strike it?
Look, I was poor.
Poor. Tell you what, apologies to everyone. Didn't quite get to the Stephen Bowditch story.
Talk about it.
Tell you what, Robin Allenby, lift your game is I'll say. That's all I'll say. I'll give you a hint. Arrested, drunk driving, asleep at the wheel. Two green lights went. Police had to wake him up about 1:15.
Went
out and shot a 74.
Oh, that's the Australian way.
Three over. Matt's opening round. But silly
come
work. 0.20 too. Jeez, what are these
silly
golfers
boy.
Up to?
No, too much time in the hands,
Lee. Oh, absolutely. We're done and dusted. Well done to Jake Lehman.
Yep.
Half tricked him into Duck Club. Well done today.
And Kelly Gibson, great chat from the Crows. Well done.
And, of course, the quiz with no name. It'll be back tomorrow after an internal review. We're very quick on the turnaround on this show. Done and dusted. Who's coming up tomorrow?
We're going to catch up with Warren Garrett and Treadway.
Warren Garrett. you are tired.
I am, aren't I? Yeah. And William Brownless.
Good.
Billy joins us for the first time in 2017.
FUD. Sorry, I didn't hear from you.
Very poor DJ. Yeah, so, well done, Luke.
Murph,
all right.
Work on your button technique for tomorrow. See if you can get me up from the top. And everybody else, have yourselves a cracking Monday night.